And no.
Yeah. Okay, we're live. How do I turn the volume down? There it is. Hey, we're live on new servers at BoardWrestlingFan.com. No longer on BWFRadio.com because, like, I didn't have the $15 to pay for it. So here we are. One last thing I got to do later. Board Wrestling Fan Radio, episode 161. I am Think So Joe, along with Mark and JT. I can't hear you guys. Oh, wow. Hold on. I know what happened. Let me stop the theme music. Let me turn the volume back up. Now I can hear you guys.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm back.
That was weird.
Konnichiwa, John-san.
And G is here. Yeah, I just found out that if I turn the volume down in Audacity, it turns the volume down on the whole computer, so I can't hear you guys at all if I do that. So.
Stupid.
Nice. Let's start making fun of Joe. Yeah, let's do it. Make fun of Joe time.
Hey, why not? Everybody else is. Everybody else is. Maven fan was making fun of me earlier.
Well, yeah, but
even the Sheik tweet. Even the Sheik tweeted about you, and the Sheik tweets later.
Did he tweet about you bowling?
No. Oh, Maven fan's in the chat.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I thought the Nakamura bowling match was a little better than yours, JT, but you did good.
I'm usual meh. I did 3 weeks of it. No improvement. Actually, last week was my worst of the 3 weeks.
Yeah, so it's funny because you disappeared for 3 weeks around the time of Wrestle Kingdom.
I think he was on the card in a mask.
I think he was.
Dude. I can tell you this much. I can go to Canada. That's it. I can't go anywhere else. I can't go. I do not have a passport. I was not in Japan. I'm sorry.
The rules are a lot more lax in Canada, though. So once you're in Canada, you can go anywhere.
Have to have a passport to come to Canada. They changed the laws. Goes both ways.
As Adam Wee says. Is my witness. I was not in Japan.
JT keeps turning his video on, and our listeners can't see it, but we can see it. It's Adam West.
I have an Adam West Batman bank now. I got it for Christmas.
Oh, it's a bank? That's cool.
Yeah.
Bat in the bank.
And I have it right next to Pennywise and Iron Patriot, so.
What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Maven fan was in the chat earlier when I was testing it out, and there was just me on a loop going, "What am I doing? Oh yeah. What am I doing? Oh yeah."
And she downloaded that.
Apparently, she downloaded it somehow. I don't know how.
And you made her wish. I said, "Joe, can you say what am I doing? Oh yeah."
I did. I'm in the chat. I know what's going on.
You should have done it better, like Kool Aid Man, and go, "Oh yeah," or like Nacho Man, "Oh yeah."
Yes, Hall of Famer! Hall of Fame, yeah! I just found
15 years overdue, but I'm in, yeah! Oh, yeah!
I just found out that after the WWE House Show on March 1st here in Buffalo, there is, at a place called Buffalo Iron Works, an after party with Jimmy Hart, and he's going to be judging a wrestling costume contest and a karaoke contest. So it's like, okay, I might have to go to this house show and then to this after party. That sounds interesting.
I'd just go to the after party.
Yeah. But Chris Jericho's going to be on a house show.
Yeah, he's on all the house shows, I think. He's doing the anti-Brock Lesnar tour.
Yeah, it's true.
That was a great thing from Raw. I'll go home. You won't see the belt anymore if you don't bring them back. Yeah, what is it? Can anyone imagine no belt on Raw? I can't. I don't know what that would be like.
Gee, yeah, I couldn't imagine that ever happening. Oh, wait, and that's happening now.
And Maven fan, I just don't have one. There's no real reason why I don't have a password. I just don't have one. I have an enhanced license. That's all I care. I really need to. That's all I care about having right now. So.
Well, why would you want to leave the greatest country in the world?
I know.
Yes, it's because he's a spy and must keep his name a secret.
Yes, I'm a spy. That's right. I forgot. I still work for the FBI in my day job. And my night job is axe murderer.
Yeah, that explains why we don't see a whole lot when you're not on the show. So, how's everybody's week been so we don't have to talk about Raw?
So, I wasn't supposed to bowl all 3 weeks I was gone. It was only supposed to be two of them, but unfortunately, I was actually going to, the first week I took off, I was supposed to go to the Syracuse basketball game, and I was going to, you know, that was going to be my text, but we decided at the last minute, because there was like 12 of us going, and it was like $30 a ticket. They were like, yeah, we're not spending $400 before you walk, because it was to walk in the door. So that's how I ended up bowling 3 weeks in a row instead of two. Hello?
We're here. Hello?
Come on, I'm trying to get the dead air. Come on, people.
I know. My wife came in here, and she's like, look at this video of this guy on this treadmill at the gym. Like,
Oh, is that the one where he falls off into the push-up?
No, the dude's like, he's like on there, like, moonwalking and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. So what's this Raw alternative thing that's going on? Like, I've heard all about this, but I don't know anything about it.
It's called a remote. And you push a button and it changes the channel off to Raw, off of Raw.
Yeah, more or less. Because that's what I'm talking about, JT.
Hey, I'm trying here.
That question was more directed at G, because I think he has a better knowledge of this than I do.
Read the show notes.
Okay, I guess that's what I'll do. Even though you know damn well I don't read them until showtime, because you wrote it in the freaking notes.
Well, it's showtime now.
Yeah, well, now I'm on the air. I can't go through. Ooh, Colin Delaney's going to be on that. I saw him wrestle last night.
Okay, fine. I'll break it down. The purpose of Raw Alternative isn't to get fans to stop watching WWE. The purpose is to get the internet wrestling community to band together for one night to raise awareness for the mainstream alternatives. If you're not happy with what you're seeing on TV every Monday night, please don't stop supporting professional wrestling. Tune into Raw Alternative. And thrust your head first into the indie scene. We're teaming with a dozen of the most prominent independent wrestling promotions in North America to broadcast some of the best matches of 2014 to a worldwide audience. So that's what it is.
This is a cool, this is a good-looking card, man. The Young
Damn
Bucks,
right?
Young Bucks versus Super Smash Brothers, courtesy of Smash Wrestling. Ricochet versus Josh Alexander, courtesy of Alpha One Wrestling. Chris Hero versus Colin Delaney, courtesy of 2CW here in New York.
Central New York.
Yeah. They do shows here sometimes, too. Few and far between.
Actually, they started here in Syracuse, and I think they beat feet out of here.
Yeah, they went to Rochester.
Rochester and Watertown and Binghamton.
Yeah, I saw Colin wrestle last night, actually. Good show we went to last night. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Johnny Gargano versus Ethan Page from Absolute Intense Wrestling out of Cleveland. Takae Watanabe versus Andy Dalton, courtesy of Inspire Pro. Ninjas with Altitude versus Food Fighters, courtesy of Interspecies Wrestling. I've heard of that. They did a show around here not too long ago and had Doink the Clown booked. And I was kind of upset about that.
Indies just have the best names.
Kevin Steen versus Mike Bailey from C4 Wrestling. Brian Kendrick versus Dark Sheik from Hood Slam. Rich Swann and AR Fox, who is awesome, by the way, versus Christian Rose and Matt Cage from Dreamwave Wrestling. And Kyle O'Reilly versus Gary J, courtesy of St. Louis Anarchy. So. And apparently we're also getting matches from AAW, Beyond Wrestling, another one from C4, Dreamwave, Hood Slam, and St. Louis Anarchy. Or maybe that was just the last four, and they still ended up in the notes.
Also, you're getting matches from Beyond Wrestling and Girls' Nights Out.
Cool.
They're voting right now on the Facebook group page what time they're going to start, because the show will actually have 3.5 hours worth of matches at this point. So it might start at 7:30 Eastern time. It might start at 8. People are currently voting to find out.
Nice.
They're doing okay. There's about 2,200 people that have confirmed that they're going to go check this out.
It's definitely interesting, especially because Raw hasn't been.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like a negative thing. I mean, the whole point of the event, they even say it's like, we're not here to like bash Raw. It's about promoting independent wrestling, and that's something we do on our show. So
absolutely,
I mean, it's more or less perfect for board wrestling fan to give them a nod and let people know it's a thing. It's very easy to find. It'll be broadcast on YouTube and streamed live for free, of course. And if you're unable to figure out how to search Google to find this thing, I'm surprised you're actually listening to a podcast right now.
Right. much less broadcasting one.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to stream on. 3.5 hours is a lot of stuff, a lot of my evening. But I'm going to definitely just leave the stream on and watch what I can while it's going on. I might put Raw in the background, just so I have something to fast forward. I'm so used to doing that when I watch wrestling.
Wow, there, Maven fan, you were on an episode of Blind Date with Maven?
Oh, I don't know if it's Maven.
Oh, no, wait, that's right. Oh, it's right. No, it had Maven. That's right. That's right. There was an episode with him on.
Oh, Jesus. The male winner of the first series of Tough Enough was Maven. The male runner-up on the first series of Tough Enough was Josh Matthews. And ODB was on there, too. I watched the first episode. And George and I did support some indie wrestling last night. Shout out to Empire State Wrestling, our local guys here in Western New York. Put on another great show. A lot of disqualifications last night, though. A lot of post-match beatdowns and stuff like that. It was all setting up their next show, apparently. ROH's Cedric Alexander was on the show. Put on a good match, lost to Asylum, who played Dr. Kirschenbaum on an episode of Monday Night Raw. And Colin Delaney lost to Will Kelrissian.
Was Wait, that what? The doctor with the Dean Ambrose segment?
Or? No. He was with Paul Heyman.
Okay.
It was a couple of years ago he was on.
Wait, Lando had a kid?
Sure, Lando had a kid. It's a white guy.
Hey, it could pay. It's possible. It can happen.
This guy put. This guy,
would you? What? It's got to be a black and white thing. The colors of your name's got to be black.
Great. People are going to leave this group because of that now. Our listeners don't get that, but we do.
Yep.
No, they put on. They always put on a good show, and you know, we missed the last one, so we were excited to get out to the one last night. And wild crowd, sold out show. Support your local indies, people. You never know who you're going to see become world champion, like Eric Young.
Fuck the Eric Young.
I saw Eric Young when he was in OSP. No. What the fuck was it called? Neo Spirit Pro Wrestling in Canada. And it was him. He was feuding with Danger Boy Derek Wilde over Angel Williams, who you now know as Angelina Love. So there you go. Go to your indie shows. See who these, you know, next stars are going to be. Support them. Which reminds me, I'm on an independent podcast this week. I'm going to be a guest on a podcast for IHWE Radio, and the other guests on this show are going to be James J. Dillon, Jim Cornette, Ken Shamrock, Dan the Beast Severn, Harley Race, Jeff Jarrett, and former WWF ring announcer Mike McGurk. And that's going to air Wednesday night. It's a 3-hour special. I'm not sure what time it actually airs, but yours truly will be a guest on it with all of those legends and Mike McGurk.
So
and you.
So Joe's basically gonna they're gonna Skype him in, and he's gonna sit there for 3 hours and not get a single word in.
I'm the piss break interview. I have no doubts about that. I'm just wondering if maybe I'm like the you know, second least known person on this show, because how many people remember Mike McGurk?
Yeah.
And I mean no disrespect by that either, but like, she was the ring announcer for Wrestling Challenge in the 1980s.
Okay.
Well, no, but I just figured you weren't going to be get up two words in with all those people on the show. I figure Cornette's going to talk for two hours and 15 minutes of it, and then you get a couple of the other guys get, you know, a word in there.
Yeah, I feel bad for Michael and David having to try and wrangle all those personalities down to the 3 hour limit of the show. And but lucky me, I'm doing a pre-tape, so I don't have to worry about it.
Plus, Jeff Jarrett will somehow spend 5 hours plugging GFW without saying what the fuck it is.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show Wednesday night.
Maven fan remembers her.
I know some people do, but a lot of people probably don't. That's like this generation, you know? Like, you could probably tell half of this generation, like, oh, Howard Finkel, and they'd be like, who? Wasn't that guy on Legends House?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you our jobber match of the night.
That's the thing, is she was there when Howard Finkel was still the main ring announcer, so it's kind of like, okay, cool, you got Mike McGurk.
That's sad that people this generation don't know who he is, who Finkel is, because, let's see, if all you gotta do is put any of the first, like, what, 20 WrestleManias in, and he was the guy that introduced everybody in the first, like, 20 WrestleManias.
Uh-huh, and he's been on all 30 of them.
Oh yeah, he does the Hall of Fame.
He does the Hall of Fame now. Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of maybe this generation would be like, that's the dude that like, I don't even know if they mention who he is when he comes out to do the announcing, and they're so like, a lot of this generation's like, who the fuck is that guy? Like, oh, the bald guy from Legends House. But then again, a lot of people never got the WWE Network, so they don't know what the fuck that is either. Hey, I did something out of character this week.
Bubblegum?
No.
Oh, Mountain Dew?
No.
Listen to Pearl Jam?
No.
Club Baby Seals?
No.
Yeah, you should have done that. That's always fun.
That implies clubbing Baby Seals is in character for him.
No, that implies that it's out of character for me. No, I watched...
The Walking Dead?
No.
Oh.
Game of Thrones?
No. It's got to do with this podcast.
Well, I didn't read the show notes.
Lucha Underground.
I certainly didn't read the show notes. Not quite Lucha Underground.
And JPW on Access?
Nope. I watched.
You bought a John Cena shirt.
No.
Fuck you. Oh, wait. No. I thought you were reading what Maven Fan put.
Have I bought the new John Cena shirt? No.
It's nor will teal I. Now.
Oh boy.
It's easy to have the most merchandise sales when you have literally every color under the sun.
Has he gone through the entire, like, 300 color box of Crayola?
He's gone through the rainbows, at least.
I watched Impact Wrestling this week.
Oh, there we go. He watched Impact.
That's I didn't. That's completely
I didn't either. I thought about it. Oh, and by the way, I did check. It's not on Hulu on the destination. It's not on the destination part of Hulu.
I know. Yeah. So when I get rid of cable after the All-Star break, I'm not going to be able to watch it legally.
What I feared would happen is just too much internet wrestling on in the weekend and not enough time. I did watch Lucha Underground because it's more important, as well as NXT. I want TNA to succeed, but I wasn't convinced from last week that they've really made any changes. So I didn't feel the compulsion to like go out of my way to stream it yet. Should I?
Excuse me, my phone.
Like, okay. What happened on it? You can spoil it. I'm not going to get to it.
Let's see. Kurt Angle challenged Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe won. Low Key won the X Division title back, thanks to the Beatdown Clan.
Oh, right.
That's thankfully spelled with a C.
It is spelled with a C. We can confirm that. And they're trying to be the Wu-Tang Clan, and they're wearing black and gold.
But they won't say fuck.
The so colors of the Wu-Tang.
Beat down Clanny.
Yeah.
Which one of them is dead?
Yeah. Maven Fence says she went to the library to see if Impact was going to be on Hulu. And the Hardys beat the Wolves, and they're the number one contenders for the tag team titles.
No way. A former WWE team is number one contender?
Well, even if the Wolves won, they wrestled on NXT once. One of them got dropped on his head.
Yeah. They were unfortunately too good, so they had to let him go.
Yeah, and the guys that dropped them on their heads are on the main roster now.
That's sad, but true.
And she bet Maven Fan bets no, that was a joke. She goes,
yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah,
is that surprising? I don't get a lot of jokes.
So, I saw See No Evil 2.
Oh God, why?
Because I saw the first one and I liked the first one, so I figured I'd watch the second one. So yeah, yeah. You don't have. I don't highly recommend it. It's.
I have the first one on DVD.
Yeah, I have it too. It's just I saw the first one in the theater. Yeah, I paid actual money to see it in the theater. So yes.
George doesn't like that movie. I do. But I haven't watched it since I got the DVD. I got it because Extreme Rules was the same night as my wife's birthday, which happens to be the original release date for See No Evil, May 19th. It was a couple years ago, and we're like, oh, let's watch that movie after the show.
But basically anything original about the first one, they basically took out of it. Like he doesn't rip anybody's eye. Fuck it. I'm gonna just spoil it all out.
Please do.
He doesn't rip anybody's eyeballs out. There's a bunch of flashbacks. They basically changed his getup. He wears a mask, and they basically turned him into a Jason Leatherface hybrid. It was bad. There wasn't anything really redeemable about it. I wouldn't say it was horrible. I was gonna try and watch it again last night so I could really. Actually, I hated it, so I didn't like it so bad the first time I saw it. I was gonna actually come on here and write a whole thing on how why I hated it and how it was annoying and this and that.
Then you couldn't figure out how to log into the site?
Well, no. I would have figured it out, but I spent money to watch it too because I bought the Blu-ray, but it was just such a downgrade. It's like, and I know sequels normally are downgrades from the first movies, but like it was just terrible. I was like, really? Like they said, there was no originality in the whole all the originality was taken out of it. Like I said, they basically made him into a try to be a Jason Leatherface type killer, and whereas at points it was annoying. It was getting annoying watching. It's like, come on, is he gonna kill somebody already? Like he doesn't even show up for 45 minutes into the movie. Like he doesn't actually show up and start killing for half the movie. It's like, can you get to killing it already? Like it's like you actually get to the point you want these people to die, but it's just like because you're so fucking annoyed with them. So, but like I said, I wouldn't recommend. Like I said, and just let you know, no one survives in it except for Kane. So they're probably going to make a third one. So that my stupid Mark ass will probably go out and buy. But yeah, if you're thinking about buying it, people don't, or you're seeing it, just skip over it.
All right, good advice. Speaking of Kane, I've been playing WWE Immortals. It's the new free-to-play mobile game that they just released from the creators of Mortal Kombat.
Could have fooled me. Tap and swipe. That's all you do.
Yeah, well, it's based on the mobile version of... what the fuck is that game called? Immortals, Gods Among Us, or whatever. Injustice, Gods Among Us, that one.
Well, it's free, so.
Is it free or freemium?
Yeah, they want you to pay for crap, but of course, you know, that's pointless.
Yeah.
I gave it a shot, you know, why not? I'd download it, but I mean, I'm a little tired of fighting games anyway, but it's just so simple.
It is. You basically get 6 moves plus like 3 super moves.
Yeah.
For each character. Like, you swipe and you tap.
I got a page card and that was all I needed. And that was fappening time, so it's all good.
What is with people on this podcast? As soon as they get a page card in a game, they quit.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
It's like, best.
That's like Mark. He's like, oh, I got the page card I wanted. I don't have to play Supercard anymore. I mean, how can I have a Blu-ray player and not a passport? You don't need a passport to have a Blu-ray player.
Because you know what, Maven fan? Passports are like twice the cost of a Blu-ray player now, okay? That's how you can have a Blu-ray player and not a passport, okay?
Exactly. I don't know. Whatever. So, geez, this show's not the same without George.
That's okay. It's a good day to have a short show because we have championship football games on today.
That's true, and I have an interview to do. Oh wait, that's not supposed to happen till Wednesday. Oops, I broke kayfabe. Anyway,
well, since you didn't tell us about it anyway, it didn't really break anything.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's airing Wednesday, but I'm recording it after this show.
Oh.
That way I don't have to come back in the studio until next Sunday.
So you're time traveling, sort of like we did on Wednesday.
Yes.
Up here in Canada.
So did anybody watch the finale of Monday Night War?
Yes.
So what does anybody think of that?
It is what it is. At least
I did. I saw it. I liked about the first 45 minutes, and
at least
when it was that when it became the knob polishing of how great Vince McMahon is at the last 15 minutes, it was like, oh, God, come on.
I think a lot of it was. I think it was cool that they were like, yeah, this really sucked because we couldn't get a lot of the guys we wanted. So nobody took anybody seriously because it was Marcus Bagwell and Sean O'Hare and Mark Jindrak, you know? and Sean Stasiak.
Planet Stasiak.
It was definitely, revisionist, but we knew that was going to be revisionist.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Well, at first when I watched, because I watched the previous two, Fall of WCW ones, because... You know, I wanted it's stuff I really didn't know about, and I saw at the end of it, at the end of the second to last one with Vince coming out, I'm like, oh God, it's gonna be a fucking giant Vince McMahon kiss my ass episode, you know? And it's like, and I almost didn't watch it. I was like, should I give it a chance? I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a chance. And I was actually surprised. I was like, whoa, it's not really a giant kiss my ass episode until the end of it.
Yeah.
What's happened is Vince has gone so senile he won't even kiss his own ass anymore.
It is the senile era.
It is. As it shall always be known.
Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Okay then.
I didn't realize Hanukkah had so much ass kissing.
You know what I like about the Monday Night War series is Bill Goldberg. Anytime they show Bill Goldberg, he's like, yeah, that was a stupid idea, but I went along with it. Every single time.
It's because they only have, like, one interview, and that's all he's done.
Yeah,
is Bill Goldberg the Goldberg?
Yes.
Okay.
I wonder if he's still in the desert.
Called Goldberg.
he probably is. He's just... His interviews are filmed live, and he's just sitting in that one spot on that car the whole time.
Probably got sunburned by now.
He's waiting for them to come back, like, when are those guys coming back? Okay, yeah, so that was a stupid idea, but I went along with it.
That seems to be the motto of WCW. It was stupid, but we went along with it.
The interview they kept showing with Kevin Nash, he's like, you know, you can only sit there and go, yeah, but, and be told, no, you're doing it this way, so long before you say, fuck it, I'm getting paid anyway. Well, he didn't say that, but, you know.
yeah, but weren't people saying that to Kevin Nash?
Yeah.
But
No, because Goldberg thought it was a stupid idea and he went along with it.
What's more weird is that they said it was the season finale, not the series, so presumably there's going to be more.
How?
See, I heard both. I heard both season and I heard series, so I think it all depends on where you know, what medium you got it on, because
My guess is they were just confused and don't know the difference. Like, on Impact, they kept saying it's the season premiere of Impact on Destination America. It's the second fucking episode!
Yeah, but the station themselves consider it the premiere. I don't know why.
Apparently, because it's the first episode in its regular time slot.
Well, that's,
I guess. But,
which is a stupid idea, right? Because obviously they've had an episode before this.
Like when Charlotte didn't debut on Raw.
Yeah, right. And we never saw Baron Corbin before that NXT special.
Who? Who's that?
Baron Corbin?
Is that guy that moves around really, really fast when I click the button?
Yes.
Oh.
You can't fast forward through a Baron Corbin match. It's too short.
If you're fast forwarding through NXT, you would completely miss a Baron Corbin match. You wouldn't even know he existed. Because that match with Bull Dempsey went a little while on Wednesday.
I skipped it. I watched NXT this morning, but I skipped that match because it's like I don't need to see it. There's no reason to watch that shit. At least that's my opinion. You guys out there want to watch them? Hey, more power to you. Or as I would say, more boredom to you.
I was a little disappointed because when it was on Thursdays, I could sit down at like 6 o'clock and be like, okay, I'm watching NXT on demand right now. And now that it's on Wednesdays, it's like, nope, you have to wait for it to air before you can watch it. It's like, damn, that means I actually like have to wait till later to watch NXT now. I get to watch it a day earlier, but I have to wait till later in the night. Boo.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well. I can still watch the Tuesday night shows ahead of time, though. Like Countdown and all that bullshit. Except for Main Event, which is live.
The rest of NXT was actually pretty good. I didn't really pay too much attention to the Divas match. It looked like it was okay, but the opening and closing matches were both pretty solid.
Yep. And,
You can't go wrong with Tyson Kidd and Finn fucking Balor.
Nope.
Gee, did you delete everything in my news thing? Because I just refreshed it, and everything I put in there before you went in there.
History revisions. We were probably updating at the same time.
Well, no, it said you updated 2 minutes after I did.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, he just saved two minutes after you did.
I'm not able to instantly add things to the notes. I add them as I go through them from the news site. So when I clicked the save button, it was 2 minutes after you did. So yeah, I probably deleted your stuff that was there.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
To answer some questions, no, I don't have a John Cena card in WWE Immortals.
You know how to get that back, of course, GT, right?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, it's really simple.
Just click your name.
Look at the recent changes on the side. Find your name.
Oh, okay. Open.
It's that easy, dude.
Oh, there's all the chic tweets.
That's why you don't need to make a big deal out of it. It's that simple. So if it ever happens again, don't sweat it, bud.
And the most points on NXT, I suppose, would be Sami Zayn, since he's the champ. Anyway.
Yeah, one quick note about Impact I wanted to make, because I didn't get to join that discussion, is that one of the things they've changed is they show a lot more backstage stuff now, so it is kind of a different show. And I hate that shit already. If they keep that up, then I probably will just drop TNA, and I could do with something to drop. I watched too much wrestling. Way too much.
The lighting is weird to me because, like,
I didn't notice the lighting last week, but this week I definitely did.
The ring is well lit. The crowd is black. You can't see shit unless there's like a spotlight, like in the Revolution when they were up in there for the tag match.
Yeah, they changed the Indian guy's name. And yeah. I've forgotten his first name. Well, I remember it, but I don't know how to pronounce it. So, but they've changed that already too. But yeah, just the lighting. I watch CZW, and they have two TVs. Even CZW has monitors and adequate lighting.
Yeah. The indie show I went to last night had like a screen, and you could see everything that was going on.
You don't need a full-size Titantron, but the fans have to see what's happening backstage. It just seems like a really bad live experience.
Yeah. I don't know. You didn't used to have monitors back in the day, back when what? They didn't do all that backstage bullshit.
Oh, yeah, they do so much backstage stuff, they need them.
Well, I know that. That's.
I mean, NXT could live without monitors, yeah, but...
Yeah, but they've got them everywhere.
They have them on the ring.
Yeah, which is just fucking awesome, by the way. I love that. That's great.
But, yeah, I'm just not a big fan of things like that. I mean, I imagine I would have hated the last few years of WCW. And I imagine I did, because I've seen some pay-per-views from that time and just wanted to vomit.
WCW, much like WWE just did with this WWE Immortals game, had a video game with no ring.
Yeah, I heard about that. Backstage Assault or something.
Yes,
where
Backstage
all the
Assault.
Were backstage.
Everything was backstage, yeah. The difference is, like, that was actually, like, okay, this is we're going to have a video game where there's no ring, but it's WCW wrestling. As opposed to WWE, where it's like, okay, we're going to have a storyline where they're in an alternate universe and fighting. Like, okay, that's two different things. Your WCW game took place in this universe, where there would normally be a ring.
One quick comment on Immortals. I've not played it. I don't really plan to. I've played a game like that before and I got bored in a few days. But I noticed Roman Reigns is in armor and they fucked up the armor. They put him in Spartan armor.
I know.
They put him in armor because he's Roman. Let's put him in Roman armor. Dude, this is Spartan armor. Two different things.
Yeah.
As long as it makes him look strong.
It does if he... It does if he flexes and it bursts off his chest or something.
WWE did indeed make a game based on Cars.
Yeah, they did. That John Cena game.
No. Before that, there was one. I can't think of the name of it for the life of me, but it was they had a WWE video game.
I wonder what really happened to that Cena game.
I have a WWE game. Where you play as, like, I think The Rock, and you have to fight. It's called Beach Bro.
Or something.
No, it was from the Attitude Era. It's a Game Boy. It's like a Game Boy Color game.
Oh, the Game Boy games. Yeah, I remember that.
You had to fight your way up, and then of course it's the typical Attitude Era storyline where it always ends up being Vince, you know, turning on him, you know, being the you help him out, and then he just him to turn on you at the end.
WWF Betrayal is a beat-em-up game on the Game Boy Color based on the World Wrestling Federation. It was the third and last WWF game released to the Game Boy Color and one of the few games based on the promotion that was of a different genre than the regular professional wrestling games usually produce. WWF WrestleMania 18 for the, GameCube.
GameCube. I have that, too.
Yeah, that had, like, a backstage fight where you had to go through and beat up, like, security guards and shit.
Oh, no, that was 19.
Oh, was it 19?
Yeah. 19 had its own kind of like storyline where you had to beat up. Like 18 had no story. 18 was just a game you just wrestled. It was just basically you didn't unlock anybody. You just wrestled people. 19 actually had somewhat of a storyline where you get kicked out of the WWF and Stephanie McMahon Stephanie McMahon saves you and you work for her and you work your way back into wrestling, and like the finale is you have to fight Vince at WrestleMania 19.
That's right. Hulk Hogan apparently won that. Anyway. WWE Crush Hour is a vehicular...
Yeah, I just found that.
vehicular combat video game that was released in 2003 for the Nintendo GameCube and PlayStation 2, published by THQ, The plot of the game consists of, get this, Vince McMahon ending up having control over all of the television networks, making WWE superstars feature on any TV show or commercial that he wants. His newest project, titled Crush Hour, is a demolition derby-style show featuring over 30 of the WWE superstars in their own custom cars with guns on them, primary weapon, and foreign objects, optional weapon, to enhance the destruction of the opponent's vehicles, and a special move which will inflict significantly more damage than the other aforementioned weapons.
Well, that sounds terrible yet amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
The graphics are so bad, I thought the Rock on the cover was John Cena.
That's Rob Van Dam in the car behind him. Rob Van Dam got to be on a cover of a video game.
Driving around with Sabu.
He was on a couple of them. I know I have him on. I think he was on one of the ones that I have. Not sure.
Is it true that the Immortal storyline is something like Vince steals a supernatural lantern from Bray Wyatt or some shit?
The Authority steal Bray Wyatt's supernatural lantern. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Brain is gone again.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
It is pretty fucking stupid.
But so, hey, we're talking about WWE. Just like Raw. It is stupid.
Maven fan said, didn't TNA make a Jeff Hardy workout game?
Yes, they did. They had that Jeff Hardy workout app.
Yep.
That no one tried because it cost money.
Did
TNA... All you do is get high, though. It's pretty fun.
Did TNA ever make a good video game? Ever?
Hey, shut up.
Dude, Impact was terrible.
Impact
don't even
awesome.
Go there.
You could run through the ring in that.
Yeah, you could. It was awful, man. It was so bad. The commentary was just repetitive. No, right in the family jewels!
No, nothing made me feel more glad to have a GameFly account than that game. Because I got it. I played it one,
wait,
I played
hold on,
it one day. And then I was like, you know what? I'm done. Worth it.
The Dark Lantern was within reach. Bray Wyatt would be able to bring its maddening light to his followers. But in his moment of victory, the Authority had plans of their own to cement their control over the WWE Universe forever. But they were rash. They activated the lantern before they fully understood it. The Dark Lantern opened doorways to infinite other worlds where the WWE superstar...
It's so damn long that my phone doesn't even stay on long enough for it to fucking finish.
Yeah, we got the gist.
Yeah, but yeah, they steal the fucking lantern from Bray Wyatt.
In this game, you will attempt to grab the impossible, the brass cock ring of Vince Kennedy McMahon.
It's compelling gameplay.
Vince McMahon will hate you because you're a millennial Swiss son of a bitch. Hit A to continue. Meow, meow, meow. Game over.
You jumped me already.
Yeah. In a world where senility is senior, I just don't watch. I have an alternative. Monday night, X-Pac will open his ass live on television.
Again.
Kevin Nash will not appear, but Diesel will. Ric Flair will look confused. By God damn it.
He's
gonna puke.
Yeah, they have added.
He's gonna get fired this time over Ric Flair's shenanigans.
They have added Kevin Nash back into the Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Even though he's promising Kevin Nash will never appear again. And then he'll appear, but then he won't appear.
Oh. Is he out of jail yet, or?
Yeah, the charges were dropped.
Did they? I thought there was going to be a lawsuit. I thought he tore a quad powerbombing his kid.
He chokeslammed him. He didn't powerbomb him.
Or chokeslam.
Finger poke of two.
What do you guys say we take a break?
No,
oh, we haven't talked about one of the only good wrestling shows yet. You guys check out New Japan on Access?
Yeah, I just watched it. Well, not just, awesome. But I watched it before the show.
I've seen this match, but never with English commentary. And wow, there was really, really good commentary on this. It's hard to get bored. Like, Tanahashi and Okada you guys, well, I know JT was there live in person, but
Konnichiwa.
Like, what we saw in Wrestle Kingdom 9 was pretty solid. This match, right up there. It was a great debut. I know what I'm going to be watching on Fridays on a regular basis if I can help get her. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get it. This show is so popular right now because, I mean, people want this alternative, and it's available everywhere on the G Network. Subscribe today.
G, you have your own network? Wow.
I've had it for years. It's...
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just Ambrosing here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess it's time for a break song.
Eh? I guess. Let's.
All right, so let me intro it up, I guess. So this week's break song was requested by a listener. I know that listener was not Maven Fan.
Wow.
We only have one listener.
Well, he listens to the podcast through iTunes.
He listens to the podcast. He tells us that, by the way, the iTunes is not working right. For him, anyway. I don't know if that's true for anybody else, but...
It played all right for me, but like I say, it could be different. You never know. I played it. I didn't play it for like more than like 5 minutes, so... Okay. You know.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you can listen to it live. You can listen to it right on the site. You can download it right from the site, and you can get it from Stitcher or from Blueberry, which is, like, the newest thing we're on.
Are we on Flips yet?
No, we're not on Flips.
And this rescue request is made by... Let me name drop. Oh, my God. Hold on. This is a request made by The Coaster. His Twitter handle is @random_0. And no, it's not another Twitter handle with my name on it, okay? And yeah, he requested a local Syracuse band and that's related to wrestling. And if, for those who don't know this band, you have heard them, because if you've heard, well, it's the big show, you've heard this band because they did his theme song, hit that first version of it. I don't know if they've changed it or if it's still the same version that they play, but it's a band called Brand New Sin.
They did the second version of it. The first one was like the real high speed, like in house one, and then they did.
Well, the song. World? That's the singer of this band, so I know.
Yeah, well, I'm saying like version. They did like the slower, like with the groove to it that he comes out to now.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. Okay. And that band's name is Brand New Sin, and this week's brand new song is SPP. We will see you in 3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Wake up in the middle of the night. A mess and all a fright. Wondering what made me this way. I don't know, can't really say. Thoughts they come. A place that feels like home. Who grabs me tight, I won't let go. So concentrate, rest myself. Who all is good and all is well. I'll just say, I'm alive. Who damn the shit and damn the nerve. Slave within myself. On my knees I pray for him. Is this the end? Oh, not no. I've got to conquer this horror. So concentrate, rest myself. All is good and all is well. Hard to say. Who damn this.
shit in them the nerve.
New Sin Borrowed Wrestling Fan Radio, episode 161. We're still on the air. We're on the air. We're on the air elsewhere this week, and we're going to be on this particular server from now on. I think it'll save me $15 a year. So why the hell not?
Sure.
Let's see. Where are we here? No hockey stuff. So Sheik tweets.
No hockey stuff.
No hockey stuff in the notes. Yeah, I know. It's because mine and G's team are competing for the last place in the league again.
Alrighty. So the Sheik tweets. They're back. Sorry, Maven fan. Sheik couldn't tweet anything about you. Sheik didn't know Maven fan was going to be on the show this week. So sorry. So today, the championship Sunday, but for the Think So Joe, it complained about the bad call because my team is overrated day. The G break the New York back this week by sending the frigid temperature. Nice cold beer, Bubba. I don't know why. I just had to have say something for you, Noice. Nancy Grace. I this weekend your big cheeseburger ass fuck itself. That was legit tweet. Here's a family one. If you happy and you know it, go fuck yourself. Fuck
well,
the
Oscars. If you could do that, you would be pretty happy.
Fuck the Oscar snub, the legend, I break their fucking backs. Nancy Grace, you need to smoke the kush so your fucking cheeseburger tits could go fuck themselves. ICYMI. I don't know what the hell that means, but...
Whatever. In case you missed it.
Oh, okay. You are a fucking jabroni, so I guess I'm a jabroni. What is Kanye West do when Kim Kong Kardashian has the biggest shit in the world?
I've already told the story on here of the guy that was sitting next to me at WrestleMania when she was out there announcing the attendance.
Iron Sheik, best actor in the world for Sheik movie. Fuck the Nancy Grace, she looked like King Kong Bundy ass. The Naya Rivera, I don't know who the fuck you are, but if you never take bath, you are worse than the fucking Virgil. And finally, the last one. My brother, Macho Man, Iron Sheik, class forever, Bubba. And good night. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, how awesome is it that Randy Savage is finally getting inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame? That took forever.
Yeah, but it isn't... This might not go down well, but I thought his induction video itself was one... The whole induction process was one last fuck you to everyone who wanted it.
Right.
Because that video should have started with the classic Macho Man, oh yeah. I can't do it myself, I won't even try, so I'm just going to say oh yeah, rather than try.
I didn't use
his actual music. I'm glad he's in. They could have done better.
I can always do better, but they're just not.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan inducting him?
Well, you know something, brother. What they really don't know is
you had to say Hulk Hogan.
Instead of me inducting Macho Man, brother, I'm inducting Nick because of his race car driving, brother.
Hey, Brooke was on the show before she can go in.
You know, it's a valid criticism, Mark, but who else? Because Lanny said he won't have anything to do with it.
At least there's the mega powers there as well. There is the whole connection, but I've heard people say there should be others.
I'm with you on it, but who?
Steamboat?
Do you think Steamboat could really do the speech?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm only saying that because of they had the greatest match of all time at WrestleMania.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you too. I mean, I've heard a lot of people complaining about Hogan. I totally get it.
Hogan, it's because they still think Hogan is a major draw. And because he's the biggest, so of course WWE's mind is we're gonna get the biggest guy ever to induct him. So and mega powers too, but it's I think that's WWE's mind. It's like, well, we're still Hogan's not what Hogan used to be, but they're still acting like it. So
well, you know something, brother JT, I invented myself. Used to be.
Yeah, I've been scratching my head about this for a bit because, I mean, yeah, I'm with you guys. It's awesome. Savage going in the Hall of Fame. It's great. It's about fucking time. But it's just, it sucks that I would like to think that they can reach out to Lanny over the course of the next couple months and find some sort of way of getting him to do the speech, because that's the real. That's the guy who should be there. That's the real choice. It sucks that he's been openly saying, and I want nothing to do with this, but this is a case with the never say never thing. I really think the right thing to do, because otherwise, you know what's going to happen? He's going to go in, and people are going to go on the internet and just complain and complain and complain. And that sucks, man. That really does. I'll probably be guilty of it, too. So I'm not going to, start throwing rocks at my glass house here.
Maven fan says Maven should induct Randy.
Oh boy.
So probably be more coherent, but.
Well, what about someone like Ric Flair? What about Ric Flair? Do you think he should do it?
I don't think they're going to trust Ric Flair with a live mic for a long time.
They're doing it Monday.
Well, he's already got Jim Ross fired.
He has.
Because that's the thing you're saying. Who could? Because the who I'm thinking of is they're thinking. Oh, Ginger just came in to say hi. The only thing I can think of is who are the three major feuds I can remember with Savage. And it's Steamboat, Hogan, and Flair. So, yeah, that's pretty much where I would say you'd have to go with right there, outside of his brother.
Yeah, I personally was just more disappointed with the whole process than the announcement of who's going to do it, because this mega powers and everything, they've got a lot of history. I'm okay with that. I can live with it. There might be better choices, but it's not like Hogan's the worst choice. It's hardly Stephanie.
I went out of my living room on Thursday and I said, I still had time before SmackDown came on. I'm like, let's watch something on the network. I want to watch something with Randy Savage. And I ultimately settled on the episode of the main event where Savage turned on Hogan. And if you're not familiar with it, Savage...
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was one of the first things I watched when it was on my TV.
Yeah, that was one of the first memories I have of professional wrestling, is that particular event where Savage gets thrown out of the ring onto Liz, Hogan takes her to the back and leaves Savage out there to face the Big Boss Man and Akeem all by himself. And then comes back, and Savage ditches him, and he ends up winning the match, because he's Hogan. But the acting is so fucking awful in this. Liz is trying not to laugh. Hogan's back there like, oh, God, please wake up, Liz, please. Oh, God. Like, come on, really? She got knocked out.
That was a four-star acting there, brother. That's what got me the lead role in No Holds Barred, brother.
Yeah, I hear his Jericho podcast is something else entirely. With him claiming Linda was 8 months pregnant years after her last child was born.
I'm not even going to go there with that. Maven Fan brings up a good point. She says that maybe Larry is going to be the one accepting the induction.
Lanny, it would be Lanny.
Or Lanny. Yeah. Larry. She typed Larry, sorry.
I see that.
Well, there's really
will he
no
be
one
in his leisure suit?
You know, I did read that he's, like, okay with everything, like, including Hogan inducting Randy. I did read that somewhere. I don't know where, and I'm not going to go looking for it.
But WrestleZone.
Yeah, probably. No, it's not WrestleZone. Anyway.
I can't think of anyone else who could accept it other than Lanny. Unless Hogan does that, too.
I accept this on behalf of Randy, brother.
Well, you know something, brother. I've come on tough times, and I had to sell my plaque to make more porn movies, brother.
Just rips his pants down and takes a giant shit on the podium.
You know, Linda cleared me out, brother.
Shout out to Angry Marks.
Nick's legal fees.
Shout outs to AngryMarks.com, DailyWrestlingNews.com, CheapHeat.com, great sources for wrestling news. Our boys at Booker T's, Booker T-E-E-S, at Booker T's on Twitter. Follow them, buy their t-shirts, get them to make more. Help them out.
No Maven Fan, Mike Knox is not accepting Randy Savage's Hall of Fame induction.
He's going to be busy accepting his own.
According to Kayfabe News, Jay Lethal is.
That would be awesome.
It would. That's if you read my article over the week after they made the announcement, I did say nobody could do it quite right, Jay Lethal notwithstanding. and of course, shout out to Alice at RWR, rwrpodcast.com. Check that out. Synopsis, we already mentioned this, for this week's season finale of Monday Night War. The war comes to a shocking conclusion, upstaged only by the talents that cross enemy lines in the years that follow. Season finale. Because they have so much more that they could talk about with the Monday Night War that hasn't been talked about to death over the last 20 years.
Well, come on. They can use that Hacksaw Jim Duggan one that they used five weeks in a row. Yeah. How many more
times? Hacksaw Jim Duggan says things other than, oh.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about how great Dean Ambrose was in those segments.
The only good thing about those segments.
On Raw, he saved those fucking segments. Anyway. WWE main event will be preempted next week, and a Royal Rumble special hosted by Santino Marella will air in its place. The issue seems to be Sky Sports' contract to air main event in the UK. Main event won't be back on the network anytime soon. WWE somehow is unable to geotag programs on their network, so they can't list it as available everywhere other than the UK, which means it's off the air until at least the summer or fall when a new deal with Sky Sports can be worked out.
And nothing of value was lost.
I'm willing to bet you can still watch it on Hulu Plus.
Yeah, if it was gone, they would say it was gone, not airing on the network.
WWE NXT on Wednesdays, this will explain something. WWE NXT on Wednesdays will no longer have a 4 p.m. Eastern showing. It will run a first air at 8 p.m. and replay at 11 p.m., which explains why I couldn't get it before 8 p.m. And meanwhile, in Canada...
Fuck you, WWE.
The entire first season of WWE Tough Enough, featuring Josh 1T Matthews, Chris Nowinski, and Nydia, has been uploaded to the WWE Network.
Someone else was on that show. I forgot who it was.
Maven Fan was reached for comment, but, you know, it's funnier when we ignore her and she just PMs JT about bowling tournaments in Japan and such.
No, she just PMs me about being a homeless bodybuilder, which...
That's why you work two jobs. You got nowhere else to go.
She actually tweeted me out the other day saying something along the lines of me being a homeless body, me that the gym caught me living in the gym and they had to throw me out. Here, let me look at it up. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, Machine Gun Carl Anderson's here.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Hashtag FF at random redhead because he's currently hiding in a gym because they found out that he is homeless. Even though this weekend was the first weekend I've been at the gym in like 3 weeks. But I have been DDP yoga-ing it, so.
Awesome! It's your workout, make it your own! Bang!
Yeah.
I love DDP and DDP yoga, and I really have to get back into it.
I just got the heart rate monitor this week. I didn't know I was supposed to actually have to use it for it. I've been doing it for like the first like 3 weeks without it. So
I did the same thing, so don't feel bad. I actually ordered my heart rate monitor after we had Hornsby on. Hornsby was like, oh yeah, my wife and I, we ordered heart rate monitors and realized we weren't doing it right once we put them on. Like, oh well, yeah, okay, I need to order one of them.
I still don't know if I'm doing the heart rate monitor right. I'm just like, okay, it tells me to listen to this. I'm like, okay. I'll do it, you know, I do it my own way, you know.
I can do it myself.
By the way, Bill DeMott tweeted, so excited to hear at WWE Tough Enough has been announced. You know I'm preparing. Hashtag, are you tough enough? Jelly Donut stocks have risen 350%.
It's a credible news site.
They are indeed bringing back Tough Enough to the USA Network. That's coming, I think, this summer.
Speaking of Tough Enough on the USA Network, I watched, before I came on today, an episode of Steve Austin's, what is it called,
Broken Skull Ranch?
Yes, yes.
I like that show.
Yes, I watched it today. I was like, it was, I don't know. It kind of just falls into the realm of it feels like one of those scripted reality show type deals. It's like with less talking, you know.
Is that just an hour of Austin being a badass on his ranch?
No, it's not. It's basically it's a competition style show where you put
so it's like that Redneck Island thing, but on his ranch.
Yeah, I think pretty much like there's eight competitors, and two they go, you know, you get two of them go head to head at a again, they go head to head against for like to the one I had to do today. The first round was two guys had to run up a hill, and the first one that went up and rang a bell advanced. And then the second round they had to do. Ah, oh, shit! I forgot it already. That's how memorable it was.
But I watched last season on demand on Time Warner, and
it was basically an eight person tournament, and the winner goes on to like the big obstacle course at the end of it, and
the Skullbuster.
Yeah, the Skullbuster, which actually legit looks like would kill any of us on this thing. I'm not saying it's a joke, but it's, you know, it was pretty. I don't know what I'm saying. I didn't think it was all. I think it was more sizzle than steak. That's what I'll leave it at.
All right. Moving on. WWE was originally going to hold SummerSlam 2015 at the Izod Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, but that venue is closing, which is sad because I had the best night of pro wrestling, of my pro wrestling fandom in that building last year. Or 2 years ago, I guess now. when I, you know, the night I won a slammy for. WWE's response is, WWE is currently looking at alternatives, and we are confident that we will come up with an equivalent, if not better, option for SummerSlam. Madison Square Garden, the Prudential Center, the Barclays Center, and Red Bull Stadium are being considered as alternate venues for SummerSlam 2015. I still don't see why they don't have it at MetLife. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. That would make more sense having at like at a stadium, that having SummerSlam at a stadium venue outdoors in the middle of summertime than, you know, WrestleMania.
It was like 30 degrees out there, and, you know, my wife and I are in the you know, nosebleed seats. It's freezing up there, man. Do SummerSlam at MetLife Stadium. That'd be better. Anyway. More on the Ice on Center. The state of New Jersey wanted to close it because it was losing too much money and was voting on the matter earlier in the week. If approved, it would close for at least 2 years, and all existing contracts for events through March would be transferred to the Prudential Center in Newark. No one would be able to acquire and or privately operate the venue until 2016, when the American Dream Mall will open right next to the IZOD.
So, is that like Dusty Rhodes' new house?
I was going to say insert Dusty Rhodes joke here.
I guess. WWE, speaking of WrestleMania and stadiums, they may open the door to the Levi's Stadium as early as 1:30 in the afternoon the day of WrestleMania, just to lure fans away from other independent shows trying to run the same day. In addition, WWE is trying to secure all of the small to mid-sized venues in Dallas over a year out, so there are no suitable locations for indie promoters at WrestleMania 32.
Which I think is just a ridiculous move.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous expecting people to come to the arena to sit around and do nothing for that many more hours.
I would go to the indie show and be like, "Fuck it, I'll get a shitty parking spot, but it's not like I gotta fucking wait in line."
Yeah, plus, all these indie shows, they draw more people to WrestleMania. They should celebrate that WrestleMania has become a weekend of wrestling, not just them jizzing all over their own pants.
And that's exactly the point I was going to make, is why not celebrate wrestling? That's what WrestleMania is. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling, so celebrate the sport of pro wrestling. Don't just be like, oh, all these damn indie feds are coming around and making money off of our dollar.
Well, that's the thing. They play it like the WWE plays it like you're supposed to love everything about wrestling, you know, WWE and all this shit, and love wrestling, and yet you don't want to let anybody else see anything else. It's just stupid.
But wrestling to WWE is a dirty word. That's why it's just WWE. It's no longer World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, it's WWE.
I haven't heard of any other indie events actually being able to get locations. Remember, the WWE was like snatching them all up.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's costly as hell to book something to not run in it just so someone else can't.
It's so dumb, and they're losing money to begin with, so why are you wasting your money just to be like, oh no, they can't run here. Damn Ring of Honor.
Buy more
WrestleMania is going to have one light because they couldn't afford anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. They just want you to spend more of your money on their stuff and their merchandise, probably. It's their... of thinking is like, all those dollars that are going away to other promotions, they should be going into my pocket, damn it.
Yeah. I don't know, it's so ridiculous. Like, it's a celebration of pro wrestling.
But they want your money, man.
Yeah.
They're a business.
Yep.
They're in the business of sports entertainment. Greed. What's best for business. $9.99. Oh, God, I hate those people sometimes.
$9.99.
Maven Penn says... her typical Joe, you would turn up early because you could meet John Cena.
Well, you know, that's, it is what it is. If you're looking for something to do, though, you can always go, probably got autographs and shit like that. There'll be some signings and stuff going on. I'm sure there'll be some of these guys that pull this off, but I heard Court Barrer, who runs the JR speaking deal, saying they're having a tough time locking down a location. And like, what do you need to actually do like a fucking speaking thing? Like, you don't need a fucking arena. You just need go to do it at a fucking bar.
Comedy club, yeah. Man.
Comedy club, yeah. I was just gonna say.
So there's probably more to the story that we'll find out about this location stuff, because we heard about this almost a year ago now. They were talking about this, but I just don't remember seeing or reading anything recently about it other than that little bit from that one podcast. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking is, man. I wouldn't want to go to an arena and sit around and not be able to eat food or anything that isn't, like, overpriced. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just show Legend House on the TV and everyone will leave before the show starts.
Vince stood at the doorway crying for everyone to come back.
Unbelievable.
If you come back, I'll turn John Cena heel!
No, that's how
we'll replace the card with an episode of NXT.
Yeah.
WWE recently renewed their bragging rights trademark, a pay-per-view name they haven't used since 2009 and 2010. Which is interesting, because that was the SmackDown versus Raw pay-per-view, basically.
Yeah, and SmackDown won both.
I love that event because they had like the half blue and half red ropes. That was cool. You didn't see stuff like that. Anyway. WWE's fourth quarter results will be revealed on February 12th. So,
spoiler alert, I imagine they're down.
I wouldn't doubt it. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer has categorically denied he ever reported WWE wants to go back to TV 14 programming at that, and that there's nothing to it. Kills that rumor dead.
Well, to add on to that, they basically, for those who didn't watch the Monday Night War, Vince basically said at the end of it, spoiler alert, that he doesn't see ever going back to it again.
I didn't even hear this rumor.
I've seen it on Facebook a couple of times in one of the groups that I'm in. But it's like, you know, I never bothered to fact check it. Just because it's like, I so want it to be true, and I so didn't want to find out it wasn't, you know. But,
yeah, as
G points out in the notes.
Oh, yeah, the rating doesn't affect the suckage, man.
I mean, yeah, the 80s, early 90s, that was all PG, except for the bleeding, of course.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think blood is necessarily going to make the show better either. It's just simply storytelling is in the fucking toilet. And
TNA's TV 14, that's not very well. People disagree, but it's not like that automatically makes it good.
Right. Okay.
Having said that, I would. It's more about booking as well. Like the time DX came back and they couldn't say the word butthole. And it was like something like he's that thing that's like a butt. It was just terrible. Sometimes PG is bad, but it's not like it's to blame.
And it's also people tend to look back at it as a form of nostalgia. You're looking through a filtered glasses of a period of time that was pretty good, but it was the performance and the storytelling that made it what was good. And also, it's a senile era, so, you know.
You can't shame me.
My spinner belt is in a box, by the way, Maven fan.
And we're not allowed to remember what happened last week because it never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Which actually lends itself to something I wanted to point out about something Joe said last week, because I do remember, and he does too, because we're not idiots. So your prediction for the Royal Rumble main event, good sir. Remind people and tell JT what that is, and then I'd like to add to it
that Rollins is going to take the fall, and then he's going to cash in Money in the Bank.
All right. No, I think that's quite a possible outcome. I really do. But you know what should happen when he cashes it in?
What's that?
Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
The one storyline that hasn't been mentioned in a while, he would fail at cashing it in. They can go off and fight at WrestleMania. We'll have one good match on the card.
It's true.
I still think that would be a good storyline to have him never cash in and have him be the first person to just not cash in at all. No, just not cash in. Like, have time expire.
He could actually prevent him, and he'd still have the briefcase till July as well. So there's two possible ways you could go with a cash-in attempt. You could have him cash it in, and since there's no DQ in a title match, just you could have Ambrose come in and cost Rollins the match, and he loses the briefcase, or prevent him from doing it at all. We have two options there. And both are good, quite frankly. Because you'll still have... I would actually lean towards the cash-in not being successful, and then you have the briefcase option coming off of Mania to play with something, you know?
We'll see what they do.
I just wanted to bring that up because we didn't touch upon it last week. I just think that's... If we're allowed to remember Ambrose's promise, that is.
That's true.
So yeah. What's the over-under? They'll fuck it up.
Oh, you know. All the assault charges against Heath Slater from the weekend of WrestleMania 27 have been dropped, baby!
Slater Gate is coming back.
The reason the charges were dropped is because the presiding judge ruled that the alleged victim, Corinne Oliver, waited too long since 2011 to press charges, and the statute of limitation had expired.
Which is something most of us were thinking, was this is a several-year-old story. Why?
Oh, it is what it is. Yeah. That's the way the law works. We don't know what happened, so what can you do? Can't cast judgment. Maybe he was innocent. Maybe he was guilty. Who knows?
All that matters is he's coming back, hopefully.
Ric Flair was announced for next week's Legends edition of Raw as a replacement for Kevin Nash, whose WWE Legends contract is still suspended until his legal situation is resolved. On his WWE Future, Kevin Nash tweeted, "I don't see, after my suspension, Kevin Nash returning to WWE programming." But good news for Kevin Nash. He also tweeted, "To those that have sent your love and support, words cannot express what you mean to me. As of 3:30 p.m. Eastern, all charges have been dropped." WWE now says that now that Kevin Nash's legal matter has been resolved, with all charges being dropped, his Legends contract has been immediately reinstated. Now, the charges against Nash may have been dropped, but they're still pending against his son Tristan for assaulting his mom. The investigation into Mr. Tristan Nash is still ongoing at this time.
Yeah, that's it's interesting with this Kevin Nash thing coming back. Is anyone like me in the back of their heads thinking he's not going to come back as Kevin Nash, but rather as Diesel, and he'll be going to the Hall of Fame?
Could be.
I've heard people say because it started out as an NWO reunion, and they can just put those guys in the Hall of Fame together.
Well, it's hard to say, though. They could also do that one later. Because remember, it wasn't Scott Hall who went into the Hall of Fame last year. It was Razor Ramon.
Ramon, yes, exactly. And that was the reason we were given. According to news around that time, was that Scott was going in as Razor Ramon, that Kevin was going to go in as Diesel, and then they're all going to go in together as Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hollywood Hogan.
Yep.
I was actually surprised to learn Kevin Nash isn't in there already.
More on Raw here. Shawn Michaels was trying to talk Kevin Nash into being on Raw in Dallas after all, even though he had said he wasn't going to because of his suspension. But apparently he changed his mind because WWE sent out a new press release for Monday and listed him as one of the Legends attending. And also Shawn X-Pac Waltman.
Oh, you mean the 1-2-3 Kid?
Yes. The New Age Outlaws, Jimmy Hart, and Ron Simmons will all appear on the Raw reunion.
Wow, hooray for WWE for changing up the Legends.
Damn!
It's a good thing there isn't a pay-per-view on the Sunday following, right?
Yeah, well, WWE will not announce another Hall of Fame inductee until after the Royal Rumble. Now we're back to Randy Savage. The genius Lanny Poffo talks about changing his mind on his brother going into the WWE Hall of Fame. "When they came to my house to interview me for the documentary, they arrived with flowers and goodwill. They made amends. I'm the older brother now. I get to make all the decisions. I just thought the fans had suffered enough." So there you go. He did it for the fans.
And he gets to make all the decisions now.
Yes, he didn't do it for the fans. He did it for the Nookie.
He did it for The Rock.
He did it for Tough Enough, right, Maven fan?
I'm trying to picture like Lanny Poffo as Fred Durst. "I did it all for the Nookie.
The Nookie.
So you can take that cookie and stick it up your yeah. Stick it up your yeah." Oh, shit.
And then throw the frisbee with that written note into the audience.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Jericho talks about idolizing Macho Man Randy Savage growing up. Quote, "But he was one of my biggest influences, one of my favorites when I was a kid. The first wrestling t-shirt I bought as a kid was the purple Macho Man t-shirt, and the reason for that was because I didn't like the Ricky Steamboat one. Most of the chicks in my high school thought it meant I was a Village People fan, and I had to set them straight. I almost became embarrassed to wear it because I wanted it to say Randy Savage on it."
I think a shirt that says Randy Savage on it would be equally as bad. I didn't realize quite what his name meant until I read that story, and I was like, oh wait, his name is Randy Savage.
Apparently, Chris Jericho got lost backstage in Montgomery, so the WWE production crew decided to help Jericho in Mobile with some helpful signs. Two Spinal Tap? And then that guy, there's the Instagram picture. They they wrote his name on the arrow going towards the ring. If you get lost on BoardWrestlingFan.com, you find a video of Chris Jericho getting lost backstage. So
it all comes full circle.
It does.
So I don't think we should try to interview Jericho anytime soon with the Royal Rumble coming up, because he'll be at Dave and Buster's in Philadelphia doing a signing.
Gee. He's so far away from the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia.
Good old Dave and Buster's.
I saw a picture of him on his Instagram where he was in St. Louis the other night. So,
yeah, he's doing all the house shows.
Well, he's a rock star. He goes everywhere.
He's doing the one in Buffalo March 1st. He should come. Solomon Crow, formerly known as Sammy Callahan, is expected to make his WWE Network debut at the February 11th live show.
Husband of Havoc.
Daniel Bryan talks about the Vince McMahon brass ring speech. I think there's some sort of mistake in our in generations as far as what he thinks as far as our generation lacking ambition. Our generation just wants different things than what his generation wants, and I think that's a societal thing as well. There's an older generation of people who say, no, you guys should want this, you guys should want this, you guys should want this. Whereas our generation, a lot of us say, no, we don't want that. We want something different, and a lot of the things you guys wanted are the reason that the world is messed up. We need to change our value system. So that's it. That's a very different take on what's going on. He criticized Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
De-pushed.
Yeah, rest in peace, Daniel Bryan's career, even though you came back.
Oh, no, wait. It's okay. Vince doesn't listen to his critics.
That's true.
He won't hear of this.
Alternative Nation, damn it.
He's going to buy them out. Occupy all the territories of the internet. Teamed up with Anonymous, fighting ISIS, Paxwars.
If you've noticed Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling ads during Raw lately, here's the deal. Lucha Underground bought ads on DirecTV, which airs the El Rey Network, while TNA bought ads from several different cable companies, including DirecTV and other regional companies. TNA couldn't buy the ads directly through USA Network, so they went the cable route instead.
That's really fucking smart. What they really should do is make those ads say, are you bored of what you're watching right now?
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember when they did that on Twitter where it was something like, well, anyway, there was a...
It was at the end of a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was the pay-per-view didn't go down so well and said, you didn't like that? Here, try yours.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great move.
It was, absolutely. Alberto El Patron has been offered a kickboxing deal by Glory, which airs fights on a semi-regular basis on Spike TV. He also signed with Lucha Underground and had his first match for promotion yesterday. We are thrilled to have Alberto El Patron join Lucha Underground. He is a bold and exciting luchador who delivers attitude and skill. He is a very welcome addition to our roster. And if you
so
didn't,
just another reason to check that show out. Are you caught up yet?
I am not. I will be. I'm gonna get there.
Another good episode today.
By the way, if you don't know, Ring of Honor this weekend, Alberto El Patron's debut on Ring of Honor.
Oh, and I forgot to that. It's on my DVR. Sweet.
I've got my DVR set. I'm going to check that out. Rob Terry, Rampage Jackson, and Sharkboy have all been removed from the roster on TNA's website.
That's a shame. At least for Sharkboy. Yeah. I don't care about the other two. But.
Right. Bully Ray is in negotiations with TNA, as you might expect, and it's believed they will come to terms on his return. Meanwhile, Jeff Hardy, Kenny King, Gail Kim, and Manic have all renewed their TNA contracts. Mark Andrews from British Boot Camp 2 also signed. TNA officials are said to be serious, and take that for what it's worth, about making Impact Wrestling the WWE alternative and wanting to take the show in a different direction than it had on Spike TV, showing Josh Matthews and Taz more often during the broadcast, even though they're in Tennessee and the show is elsewhere.
Yeah, that was. I don't think they need to do that so much. Yeah, well.
Apparently, the Jeff Hardy injury at the Impact tapings was a storyline to write him off TV for the UK tour, since he's not allowed to travel there due to a previous drug conviction, but Matt Hardy is still playing it up as real on Twitter. I know Mark thought he was dead last week.
Dude, he was legitimately knocked out for about 10 or 15 minutes. That was not... If he did that for a storyline and it wasn't a botch, he's a fucking insane idiot.
You've been watching Jeff Hardy for how long now? You don't know he's an insane idiot? Come on.
Well, yeah, but he falls on ladders, he goes through tables, he doesn't headbutt a steel step from 10 feet in the air.
Well, now he does.
Motherfucker.
Now, all I can think of is that classic moment when Sting fell down backwards and knocked himself out on a chair.
That was great. I think that was in a Jeff Hardy match.
It probably was. That's why Sting fell down. He was Russell, and you know how osmosis works, and Sting got really high.
There are talks in progress to bring Invasion Attack 2015, the next big event from Sumo Hall, to domestic pay-per-view in the U.S. Just like Wrestle Kingdom 9, it would have JR and Matt Stryker on commentary. The deal closer is likely to be how well Wrestle Kingdom 9 did on North American pay-per-view buys. And pretty much every wrestling fan says, yes, please. Somebody said it. And we've got a synopsis for the next new Total Divas, because these are like the best part of the freaking show. A synopsis for the next new Total Divas. Eva is faced with a life-threatening medical issue diagnosed as sucking. JoJo is seen in the shadows eating random leftovers of nose jobs and liposuction, muttering Mojo Jojo to herself. Paige gets a bit too close to Natty in the ring and becomes fused together to form the first conjoined twin diva team. Tyson Kidd has the best night of his life. Carmen spends the entire day waiting for the cable guy to show up during one of those 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. windows, only to realize she hasn't been on TV in months and no one noticed. And what starts out as a friendly competition between Nikki and John escalates into a serious fight. Spoiler alert, Nikki German suplexes John 17 times. Brock Lesnar arrives. He stands idling by waiting for step two. But since Paul Heyman thinks this show sucks a dick, the remaining 42 minutes are extremely awkward. Brock!
I'm tuning in.
Come on, if you don't tune in just to see if that shit actually happens. We do a better job selling their damn show than they do. We're the reason that they're the highest rated show on E. Are they the highest rated show on E? I don't even know.
I think so.
When news reported that Jeff Hardy almost died during the lockdown tapings, he was referred to as a WWE superstar. He got hurt wrestling for TNA Wrestling, and he's a WWE superstar.
Well, to make it worse, they actually said WWE wrestler.
Well, that's true. Oh, jeez. Some guy in our group that we're all in asked who was hotter, Brooke Hogan or Natalya. And apparently BWF Theater returned. I just ignored that thread entirely. I was too busy watching everybody else quit the frickin' group. Crazy, crazy weekend over in that group. We had a guy, he's like, remove me! And then we start picking on him and he's like, okay, I'll stay. Anyways.
Well, the BWF Theater was fun.
I'm going to have to read it. I didn't read it. Should we read it on the air? Is it worth... Oh, okay.
Hey, whatever. We're only at an hour.
Sure, and it's short, too. So.
Wait, okay, do I have to go to it?
Yeah, click on it, and there's the pictures.
Okay, where is it in the flock?
No, it's in the group. It's in it's in our chat. Our group notes there. It's under shoutouts for some reason.
Oh, okay. Shootouts. Let's see. Sorry. I'm
so
like...
who's going to be who? Who's going to be Brooke? Who's going to be Hulk? And who's going to be Natalya?
Well, you know, I can, as soon as I find it, I can't. I'm not finding this stuff for some reason. Okay, basic show notes, BWF hype, Sheik tweets, news.
There, just click the damn link in the call.
Meanwhile.
Anything else? Shout outs? Oh, okay.
Hey, he found it.
Sorry. I thought it was in like the legit show notes. Oh, okay. I saw this. So.
Okay, so who's Brooke and who's Natty?
All right, I'll be Brooke, whatever.
Mark, you'll be Natalya?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Dad, this is awkward. Do I have to do this?
Well, you know something, dude. It puts the lotion on the skin, brother.
That was you, Dad. I don't even want to be a wrestler.
Well, you know something, brother.
I'm your daughter, not your...
Sorry. In front of 134,212,000,000 on the Load Album Tour from the Metallica, brother.
Had to be the Load Album Tour.
He wasn't on that tour. I saw that tour.
He was on every tour. He was the bassist.
Yeah, that wasn't Jason. That was Hulk Hogan in a wig.
Jason. Jason had the shaved hair by then.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was there. I saw it. Meanwhile, Natalya says,
"Tyson, Tyson, shut up. Go make me a sandwich, Dad. No, I will not bail you out again."
All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to actually pull up the theme music because, you know, if I turn down the volume on the other way I was doing it, it doesn't work. Yay!
Title. Yay. Title. I am thinking my friend's son has been watching too much WWE. Sitting at church and a preacher mentions the following, the King of Kings, and my friend's son, who was 7 years old, shouted, "I hate Triple H."
Oh, that mom's against WWE is so amazing.
Oh, that is the best freaking Twitter.
I really love the Frank the Clown one. This guy wears makeup to hide the tears WWE has left on his soul.
Let's see. I saved the freaking... I saved the theme music. Where the hell did it go?
The senile era continues.
Yes, it does. I literally... I saved it. I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. Right here. Right here in front of my freaking face. Oh, boy. You gotta love this show when I'm not completely prepared for it. Which is every week. So you gotta love this show. All right. Well, anyway, in... I am at Think So Joe, at Random Redhead, at Mark _ Noise, at G of the Internet. We are at Board Wrestling Fan. That's Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. Facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. You can listen to this podcast every week right here on BoardWrestlingFan.com live at 2 p.m. Eastern. You can download it here after the fact, or you could go to iTunes, Stitcher, CheapHeat.com, Blueberry.com, and we're on all of those now, and download the show.
And don't forget, follow MavenFan at MavenFanBWF.
Yes, indeed.
I want to go to the beach.
Brother.
It is weird to sit down to pee.